Over four decades ago, our founder, Reverend Don Wildman, answered a call to stand in the gap for America's families.
Christian bashing is over! Yeah!
In 1977, there were maybe 100 people in the country who realized where we were going. Now it has changed.
Today, it's our turn to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing.
I'm willing to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing with AFR.
It's American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap for America's families, America's future. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon on AFR, standing in the gap.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. It is Share-a-thon on AFR, last day of Share-a-thon for our spring, three-day Share-a-thon. And I'm Tim Wildman, going to introduce our esteemed panel and those who are just average. We're going to introduce them as well.
Do we have to figure out who's who?
Well, I'll let our listeners decide which. Jim Stanley, General Manager for AFR, who is also captaining the Share-a-thon ship out there. What do you got for us, Jim?
Well, by the way, folks, his crew includes Fred Jackson, Ed Vitagliano, and Walker Wildman, as usual. And so I say you got the A team in here today.
Okay.
And I
really have
in.
A B team, so it doesn't really
go.
Matter.
All right, well,
who's on apologies. Who's on the B team?
Nobody. We don't have a B team.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts on that, but I'll keep them to myself. So anyway.
What do you got, Jim?
All right, so this is we've had a little fun with the themes this week during Share-a-thon, and so we're calling this one the Learning University Scholarship Fund.
Now, we haven't had fun with the names this week. You have.
I have.
I think it's pretty clever.
So,
the Learning University
Scholarship Fund.
Scholarship Fund. Of course, Learning University is Trivia Friday here on today's issue. So tomorrow we'll have
Learning
University. Tomorrow.
When is Trivia Friday air?
Oh,
we usually do it on Monday.
That's why I'm on the B team.
That's right. That's usually on Monday. But anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a $75 add-on for every pledge that comes in the next 2 hours. Now,
where are you getting that money from?
Well, I have a deep pocket, and it's called faithful
That's
listeners.
That's a lot of money.
That have allowed us to pool their money together and use it for these challenges.
So this is a challenge for our Trivia Friday listening
yes,
audience.
Yes, it is.
On Thursday.
On Thursday.
On Thursday.
Well, that's because
day.
You won't let me do Share-a-thon on Friday.
Well,
duly noted.
Yeah.
There you go. But it's up
True
to
enough.
You guys. Now, our listeners are providing the extra cash there to add on to these. So it's up to you guys to make the phones ring and make it rain.
Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Rain.
In fact, I think Walker has an umbrella over here that he's going to open whenever you're not giving the number
I
enough.
Tell you what.
That's right.
When you say make it rain to people in the South right now, that turns them off.
Oh, does it?
We need another. Yes, we're sick.
In that case, make the sunshine.
I would just say from yeah. Texas to Virginia, we're sick of rain.
Right. So, make the sunshine,
you know,
make
the
folks.
Make the sunshine.
Yeah. If we're going to make the sunshine, Jim,
all right,
we might need to give out the number, Jim.
That's right. Go ahead.
Sunshine.
I'm
going to
let
go.
You guys take it.
877-616-2396. That's the number to call in to Share-a-thon Central. We have phone volunteers outside waiting on your call. 877-616-2396. AFR.net is a website.
What Walker's about to give again, because I talked over you there, Walker. Please, $75 added to any gift. Is that right?
That's right.
Any gift?
Until noon.
Huh.
The entire show, today's issue.
Okay, so, wow. That's, wow. Okay. So call in this phone number, make a gift to AFR, and join in on the fun. What's the phone number to call us here at AFR?
877-616-2396. The phone number to call in, 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, takes 5 minutes, AFR.net.
Okay. Hey, we are here. Ed's here, Walker's here, Fred's here, and I'm Tim. Thank you for listening to the program. Most of you listen every day to our show. We'll be here till noon Central Time. Just before we get into the news, Fred, you told us that you just heard prior to coming on the air that there was a tornado that hit.
In the last several hours in Ruston, Alabama.
Louisiana.
Louisiana, pardon me. And we have some very dear friends there who listen to us. We've had a station there for years and years and years. Now, what we're hearing very early on is at least two people have been killed in this tornado. This morning, the very last several hours or so. So be in prayer for those dear folks down there. We're just getting a little bit of information on it right now. I have the newsroom looking into this, and we'll try to give you details as we get them.
Well, I'm looking at the Weather Channel. It must have just happened, because even the Weather Channel website does not have a story. Well, yes, it does. I'm not sure if that's – yeah. Mm-hmm. Storms, tornado, leave 5 dead in Texas, Louisiana, but I wonder if that was today. Anyway, so we're just now finding out about that. Two people were killed in early Thursday in Ruston.
Yeah.
I'm reading from the Weather Channel website in north central Louisiana after a tornado ripped through the town and Louisiana Tech University campus.
Yes, sir.
Around 2:30 in the morning. So last night, overnight, is when this tornado touched down in Ruston, and that's where La Tech is located. And I will say this, too. Ruston was like our fourth or fifth, I want to say, at least one of the first 10 radio stations that we've put on the air.
Yes, sir.
For American Family Radio. So we have lots of listeners in the Ruston area who've been with us for a long, long time. And this is sad, very sad that two people were killed overnight. You know, a lot of times the tornadoes, when they strike and they strike overnight, that's when, you know, because thanks to modern technology and the warnings that we all get now on our phones and with the civil defense sounds and so forth, you have time to take cover and be aware and be on alert. But when you're 2 in the morning, you know, people are in bed and they're not paying attention to that kind of thing. And this was 2:30 in the morning overnight in Ruston, Louisiana, that this tornado hit, but two people were killed. Don't know the extent of the damage otherwise, but tornadoes touching down there. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, Walker, and Fred. All right, what do you got, Fred?
Well, politically speaking, nationwide, it breathed a sigh of relief this morning. Early this morning, former Vice President Joe Biden made it official. He is in the race, becoming number 20 for the Democrats. In a little bit, I want to read you some of the names of that 20. I've never heard of them before, but they want to be president of the United States.
Right.
But Joe Biden made the announcement this morning. Want to hear a little bit of that announcement?
Oh, why not?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Let's go for it. Cut number one.
Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Oh, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time.
Okay, that's the reason we're playing that. Joe Biden announced he's running for president. That which you just heard is from his 4-minute video that he put out on social media.
To announce that he's running.
To announce. We're all in here. I'm watching y'all's facial expressions. I had heard that before. Sandy played it this morning. on her show, and I was on with her, to which I responded to Sandy, why did you make me listen to that? That was repulsive, to say the least. And he's a liar. Joe Biden is a liar. Mm-hmm. Okay, when he wants to frame the Charlottesville situation as he just did, he's saying Trump is Hitler. Basically, philosophy wise.
Yeah, ideology is the same as what happened
in
the 30s.
And he took President Trump's quotes, as all the media did, not all of them, but out of context.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Completely out of context.
Yep.
And this is what I heard after it happened, after Charlottesville happened, is that President Trump said there are good Nazis.
That's how they framed what he said.
And that's why Biden goes, shocked the world.
Yeah.
Trump didn't say there were good Nazis. And he went on, finally, he clarified. President Trump did. I read his quotes again here this morning. He didn't say anything that could he have been more careful with his words? I think Abraham Hamilton III called it an unforced error on President Trump's. Right. In other words, he should have been more careful in that moment about how he phrased things. But he didn't. President Trump did not equate. I saw the Antifa.
Yeah, one guy had a flamethrower.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, David Webb, he's a talk show host. He was interviewed on Fox and Friends this morning. He addressed what you just been talking about, that former Vice President Joe Biden misrepresented in his official announcement that he wants to be the next president of the United States. In his official announcement, he totally misrepresented. You use the word lied. That is not over strong.
No.
He lied in his official announcement, misrepresented what President Trump said. Cut number four.
I want to first debunk a lie in this video because it is what it is. And I have it right here. Even CNN at the time reported that President Trump, and I'll read this for you, was not referring to all that were there in Charlottesville as good people. CNN reported that. They now ignore it. President Trump said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. And then they split that. They edit it.
Hmm. Yeah. So there you have it.
That's a lie. That's a lie. You know, I'm kind of surprised that Joe Biden was as blatant with that as he was because it's so clear and easy to prove it's a lie. But, Walker, it fits the narrative, the left-wing narrative.
Biden has to pander to the left-wing radicals of the party in order to get the nomination. He knows that. He knows that. And that's why he will not denounce Tlaib, the congresswoman. He won't denounce Omar when they say these anti-Semitic things that are blatantly anti-Semitic. He can't correct them because then he'll become an Islamophobe, on and on and on, and his party will take him down. But the thing here is that's a loser. In the general election, that might win you the primary.
That message we just heard.
Hillary Clinton tried that. Mm. She went after Trump day after day, called him a Islamophobe, you know, blah blah blah. And she didn't focus. The basket of deplorables, talking about his voters. She never focused on policy. Mm. She went after Trump's personality, and President Trump won because President Trump campaigned on policy. So that's a loser in the general.
Well, and to your point, Walker. Joe Biden has to pander to the far left, but so far they don't want Joe Biden. I'm looking at a Fox News story. It says Ocasio-Cortez aligned group attacks Biden, says he's out of touch with the Democratic Party, and blasts him as part of the old guard, accusing him of standing in opposition to the center of energy in the Democratic Party. So the only hope for Biden is to try to capture some of these, convince and persuade some of these people that he's as radical as they are, and you can't start off your announcement by ignoring Donald Trump. Right. He's going to have to focus his attacks on Donald Trump because that drives the anger on the far left.
But you know what you got going on here? You got sort of the same dynamic that went on with the Republicans 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever it was. I would say, and somebody said this last night, I was watching Mike Huckabee on TV, and somebody made this comment. Basically, Joe Biden is the Jeb Bush. Okay? remember low energy Jeb?
Right.
That's what President Trump labeled
sleepy,
him.
Sleepy Joe Biden
sleepy
now.
Sleepy Joe Biden. But President Trump, then candidate Trump, labeled
Jeb
Bush. And I don't know You know, I've never talked to Jeb Bush. I'm sure he's a fine man from everything I know about people who know him. But he was not the man for the time. He was the establishment's guy.
Right.
Right?
Remember, he had how many millions of dollars he had in the bank.
Yeah, and the people who were voting in the primaries on the Republican side didn't – they knew enough to see through that. They knew we were going to get the same old Republican, and people didn't want that. I think it's the same dynamic going on with the Democrats right now. That's why Joe Biden, I doubt he's able to win, even though he is the establishment's guy. By establishment, I mean Democrats' establishment, because they would say he has the best chance to win, which may be true, against President Trump just because of his name ID and maybe some other things. But he's not a true believer, Walker, and he's more of a politician with left-wing views, I would agree. But so the AOC crowd and the left wing of the Democrat, the Bernie Sanders crowd, they see through this.
Yeah.
In the same way that conservative voters saw through Jeb Bush and said he's not good enough for us.
Yeah, this is going to be a fascinating election cycle because, as we've said over and over again, the left wing of the Democrat Party, you know, the Green New Deal, you know, open borders, Medicare for all.
Get rid of ICE.
Free college, eliminate immigration and customs enforcement. They run the party, and they are immune from any type of accountability or any kind of criticism from their own party because they've set the PC standard.
Reparations? Felons voting?
Yes.
Even
the Boston bomber.
Even the Boston bomber. This is the party, as I said, it is funny to watch. They, you know, all these 20 you said candidates on the Democrat side,
yep.
They're teams now, such that they are all sitting around the table going, you know, let's see, we can't take the lead on reparations. Getting rid of ICE has already been used. What do we got here, guys? Come on, man. Hey, I got an idea. Yeah, what do you got? I say we merge with Cuba. Really? Okay. Kamala, what do you think about that?
I say we merge with Cuba and Venezuela.
And Venezuela. Let's merge our economies together like NAFTA. What do you say, everybody?
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to one-up the other.
What I'm saying, they're trying to one-up each other on how far to the loony left you can go. And Biden is probably, even though, Walker, you are right, he is going to pander, as we just heard that ad, to the left. Some of the things he's probably going to say no to in an effort to distinguish himself from the loony left so that he's considered more moderate by middle America when it comes time to vote.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I got the first inkling this morning. The mainstream media is not going to be behind Joe Biden. They're not.
Oh, you think
the mainstream media is far to the left. They like the AOCs. They like Kamala Harris.
They also like winning, though.
They like Cory Booker. I say that because right out of the chute this morning, the Associated Press in their story started talking about Joe Biden's gaffes. And let me play a little bit of those gaffes down through the years of Joe Biden.
Hey, before we do that, can we give the number for Sherathon?
Absolutely, go ahead.
And then we'll get to Joe Biden's greatest hit.
Yes, that's right. Folks, we do want to interrupt the news just for a few moments here and just let you know that this is our Spring Sherathon, Standing in the Gap. I'm going to get Walker.
Biden's not going to stand in the gap with us. We need our listeners, too.
That's right. We get Walker here in a second to talk about what your donations could bring you, the haul that they could bring you. But this, for the next, basically hour and a half until noon Central Time, this is the Learning University Scholarship Fund. Jim Stanley, our general manager, loves these names for our times when we have a challenge. And here's what the challenge is, a $75 add-on to whatever gift you give here during Share-a-thon. The number to call if you want to give...
Like $10?
Even the $10.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
877-616-2396. That number to call for Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net if you'd like to give online. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. That is all the time we spend here on American Family Radio, asking you to help support this network. So this is our Spring Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Walker, tell them the kind of, well, they're just goodies. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. With a one-time donation of $150 or more, we'll send you the AFR Journal, which is not our magazine. It's an AFR Journal where you can jot down notes, prayers, and other things. We'll also send you a Standing in the Gap bookmark. Also, in addition to those two things, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, which we love our monthly givers, if you give a one-time or a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll send you both the two things I just mentioned, plus a Standing in the Gap t-shirt with the AFR logo on the front. So a lot of good things to get if you give to American Family
Radio.
And you
can see those things at AFR.net if you'd like. Mm-hmm. Plus, don't forget the Learning University Scholarship Fund, $75 add-on to your gift. So there you go, guys.
What's the phone number?
The phone number. Thank you for
asking. They want to call here.
877-616-2396. We do get complaints sometimes that we give the number too quickly. So I will do it a little more slowly.
May I ask a question there that begs to be asked?
Yes.
Someone calls us to complain they didn't get the number?
Sometimes people complain in ways to which I am not privy.
That's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Maybe they email, or when they call, they say, you know what? It took me listening several times because you're so
kind of like the mystery question on Trivia Friday.
Yes.
So you think the proper response from our phone volunteers is you need to get your hearing checked?
Absolutely not.
Or is that offensive?
No. Listen, if one of our volunteers talks to our supporters that way,
we'll fire them.
No, we will send them right to the room next door, and they just have to eat donuts or something like that for a while.
Can you fire a volunteer?
You can't fire a volunteer.
Okay, the point is, the phone number is 877-616-2396, and Ed is correct. We do get an occasional complaint that we give the phone numbers too quick, which, as I say, sounds funny.
The website, though, is very easy to remember and very easy to donate. It takes you about 5 minutes. You can see the premium offers there, afr.net, afr.net.
Let's hear a listener testimony.
A couple of years ago, I was going through a doll in my work truck, and I came across the AFR. And I honestly, at first, I was kind of shocked by it all with Christianity-based politics. I've been wanting to get deeper into politics, and you guys have helped me see the truth. I've always been pretty much a conservative person. I have a battle plan now. Thank you, guys. God bless you all.
That was George in Texas we were hearing from, one of our listeners, and we are truly American Family Radio. We have stations, 181 stations, all over the country.
Well, in fact, frequent states here recently from which we've received donations: Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Virginia, Ohio, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I mean, those are states.
There you go.
Recently, folks have given.
Diverse. We believe in diversity.
that's right. Mm. Well, listen, we will receive donations from anybody.
We will?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We respect everyone's money if they want to give during Share-a-thon.
Amen.
And I'd like to give the number one more time before the break.
It's spoken like an Italian.
877. I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What did that mean?
It sounds like a racial stereotype to me of some
kind. 877-616-2396. That a number again. 877-616-2396. You come on down, Eddie. Make you a nicer pizza pie. How's that, friend? Is that good? You like that? Maybe you got Joe Biden gaffes coming up here after the break.
That right there was a defining moment in AFR Share-a-thon history. We'll be back momentarily with more of Share-a-thon on AFR. Stay with us.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Celebrating 40 years of serving America. That story coming up. I cannot even begin to imagine what the nation would look like without American Family Association. For more than 40 years, they've been standing up for life and liberty, Judeo-Christian values. Don and Linda Wildman were on the forefront of the culture war before anyone else, sometimes all alone. They stood strong in the face of great persecution from the secularist and the leftist, hateful smears. When some folks cut and ran, the Wildmans held their ground. And they've been standing in the gap for people of faith for more than 40 years now. Thanks to the bold and courageous leadership of the Wildman family, I believe our great nation does indeed have a fighting chance. And those of us who cherish the family and protecting the unborn, well, we owe the American Family Association a mighty big thank you. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson with Family Talk, heard each weekday right here on American Family Radio. I want to take a minute to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I don't have to tell you that these are critical times in our nation. The family is being attacked on so many fronts. It's a time when Christians need to stand with courage in this fight against evil. And I believe that one of the ways you can do that is by supporting American Family Radio. America needs AFR now more than ever. Thank God for American Family Radio.
This is Jim from Mississippi. I listen to Abraham Hamilton on my short drive home, about 15 or 20 minutes. And when I get home, I used to flop down on the couch and watch whatever garbage was on TV while my wife cooked dinner in the kitchen. And one day she put a radio in the kitchen. And now we listen to Abraham the whole show. So, Abraham, you can add marriage counselor to your resume. We really enjoy your show. We have conversations. And then we listen to AFR the rest of the night. Thank you, AFR.
American Family Radio, standing for America's families. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Share-a-thon it is here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed, Walker, and Fred. We thank you for listening. We're asking you to call in and make a gift, and there's a $75 add-on.
Yes, that's right, and we're calling it the Learning University Scholarship Fund. We're asking our Learning University listeners to show up and show out during this next hour and a half. Every gift that you give to Share-a-thon up until noon Central Time will have $75 added on. Tim, yeah. I said $75. Yeah. This is what I would have said growing up in the Boston area. $75. $75 added awesome. On. That's right.
Here's the phone number to call us and be as generous as you can with your gifts to AFR, 877-616-2396. That rings here in Tupelo, Mississippi, our national headquarters for AFR. We don't send you around the world for somebody to answer the phone. We're American Family Radio. We answer the phone in America. 877. Does that make me a nationalist?
No, you just know that.
I'm proud to be a nationalist.
We're not going to send people who call here to Bangladesh.
Right.
To
if a nationalist is defined as somebody who's patriotic, proud of their country,
I'm right with you, brother,
and loves America, then call me a nationalist.
Amen.
Amen. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Now, we do have Joe Biden's greatest hits available, and we're going to be here the next half hour going through them. You know, like those late night shows you turn over to, and they're going through the music of the 60s, and you can have it on
KTEL Records.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Fred, who put this together for us?
Well, this came courtesy of Fox News this morning.
Okay.
Because Joe Biden has announced that he's running for the Democratic nomination.
But they had this already.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. And it wasn't hard because there's been so many gaffes.
They left a lot of them out, actually.
Yes.
What is a gaffe?
A gaffe? Something you probably.
It's a faux pas. Ed.
Yes.
Something. I just wanted you to explain it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've made plenty of them.
Really?
Gaffes.
Something you regret later, having said something.
I don't
something.
Know if he regrets it or not. It's something you say that's goofy, stupid, wrong, clumsy.
Right.
And you go, I can't believe he really said that moment. And Joe Biden's, you know, had.
He's a gaffe machine.
He's a gaffe machine.
He is. Maybe I should run through this verbally first so you know what we're talking about. The first one is he's with the Irish Prime Minister, Brian Cowan.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets mixed up on which of Cowan's parents have died.
Oh, that's cringe. Oh, man. If I'm his aide, I'm having to walk. I'm having to walk off the stage.
And then he asked a disabled Missouri State Senator, Chuck Graham, to stand.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, no.
And well, let's just listen to the rest. Here we go.
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's, wait, your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. Chuck Graham, state senator's here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
We got the first sort of mainstream American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook.
They're going to put y'all back in chains.
Y'all. That's the only time in Joe Biden's life he's ever said y'all.
Y'all.
You're talking about pandering. Oh, he is panderer in chief.
And he was talking about right before that, he was talking about Barack Obama,
yes.
Candidate Obama,
right.
Talking about how he was bright and clean.
And articulate.
Yeah. Articulate.
And then speaking about people who had migrated from India to this country.
Yes.
And all you have
to do
is...
They're down at 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven and Dunkin' Donuts.
What was the point of that one?
It's just a stereotype. I've done it before where you... Hey, do you want an icy with that? You know, you just... It's just one of those things. Making fun of Italians.
There's nothing wrong with Indians being at 7-Eleven.
I don't think there is. This hypersensitive culture.
It's because it's coming from the PC side.
That's right.
Yes. It's coming from the side that enforces this politically
correct
standard.
Joe Biden's supposed to know better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he doesn't.
Yes.
But he doesn't.
So he's a gaffe machine. But he knows better when it's time to pretend he knows better. So he's ramping that up now. He's probably having to be coached every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say you can't say Indians are down at the 7-Eleven or whatever. What do you say? What else?
Yeah, you can't go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts without
having any
slight Indian accent.
Really, to add to the gaffe montage is a couple weeks ago after he was accused of like touching a lady's shoulders and smelling her hair at a speaking engagement out in Arizona or Nevada, one of those states, or New Mexico. He goes on stage the next day and gives the guy a hug and jokes and says that he told me I could give him a hug.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's been a very hands-on politician over his career.
I got it, Ed.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Now, what about telling that poor disabled veteran to stand up? Come on.
Now, that was awful.
That was awful.
That's
and getting confused which of your parents died. On stage,
that at least I can understand. Huh? But a guy in a wheelchair, my goodness,
he was in a wheelchair.
Wasn't he in a wheelchair?
I think he was. A disabled. Stand up.
Yeah. Nobody say, goodness. "Oh, bless his."
That sounds like something out of a movie, out of a Ben Stiller comedy or something like that.
Will Ferrell or something.
Something like that.
Can we listen to that one more time?
Greatest hits?
Yeah, can we listen to it, Brent, one more time?
Okay.
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's... Wait, your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. Chuck Graham, state senator's here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
We got the first sort of mainstream American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
So what he's saying is most black people aren't clean. That's what he's saying.
When he says it's storybook, he's got it all together. Yeah, he's the whole
unusual.
Package.
It's unusual to find a black candidate for president that's clean.
Yeah.
And he is.
Articulate.
Obama is.
Right.
Huh? I mean, how else do you...
Oh, no, he caught flack. He caught flack for that.
Why would he say that?
Because of just what you're saying.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's just, wow. Now, I will say this. If you've been in the public eye for as long as he has, and certainly we've all made gaffes here before, you misspeak or you say something that sounds wrong. But I think, you want a gold medalist? You want a gold medalist in the Gaff Olympics?
Right.
You ain't beating Joe.
No, that's right.
We can try if we want to. Even President Trump, he can make his share of gaffes. But I don't think even as great as the Donald is, he could take down Joe Biden.
We have to go to Jan in a minute. But
yeah.
Speaking of President Trump, he welcomed Joe Biden to
did
the
he
race
now?
This
I'm sure
morning.
He did. Let's...
Yeah, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. This is what he tweeted out this morning. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign.
Boom.
What did you say now? What did he say again?
Does
he run these things by Melania?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm sure she's given
up on
that.
He didn't run them by anybody.
A long time ago.
He didn't run them by anybody.
I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign.
If I'm Sarah, I bet Sarah Sanders gets notifications as she's headed to work,
yes,
figuring right, out what right. her boss
probably
said
told him a long time ago. Listen, I got to sleep, so don't tell me what the president said at 5 a.m. Mm-mm. I'll get to it after breakfast. Okay,
yes,
and nothing surprises her anymore, right?
Now, excuse me, but I'm going to go down to the Dunkin' Donuts and fake an
Talk
Indian
to
accent.
The Indians.
Right?
Oh man. All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. It's Share-a-thon. Please call and be as generous as you can with a financial gift to AFR. Help us, please, because we want to keep broadcasting across America on our 181 stations, and we'd like to expand. So if you can make a gift, we are a listener-supported Christian radio network. Here's the phone number to call in and make a gift. And again, you're calling our headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where we're based out of. We're a national ministry, but this is where our home studios are located. 877-616-2396 is our phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. Jan Markell joins us now. Jan's on most Thursdays with us here during this hour. She is the radio host, co-host of Understanding the Times. And she's also the president and founder of Olive Tree Ministries. Good morning, Jan.
Well, yeah, thank you. It's kind of a tough act to follow.
Joe Biden is a
great.
We were just playing some of his greatest hits. You know, he's on the Gaff Billboard charts for a long time now. He's the Elton John of gaffing. All right, Jan. I wanted to give you an opportunity. It's our share-a-thon, and you talk often about the listeners to AFR who support and listen to Understanding the Times, and certainly you offer a lot of content, rich content on your shows. You put a lot of thought into that, and we appreciate that. But the relationship between your listeners and AFR has been a good one, right?
Boy, it absolutely has. I think we joined the network perhaps 5 years ago now, and they are, and many of them come to my conference every fall from various states, so we get to meet them face to face. And I think what strikes me the most, Tim, and I do air on other networks, and I don't want to denigrate any other network, but I just see AFR people as being particularly tuned in because I think because of programs like what you're doing, Brian Fisher's doing, your morning drive program, and some of the other programming that you feature that talks about simply, you just say it in your title, Today's Issues. And I think that's what people are hungering for, partly because too many churches won't talk about them. They fear offending, et cetera. So it's kind of left up to Christian radio, and that's why we appreciate AFR tremendously.
Talking to Jan Markell, And we're Jan's show airs weekends, Saturday at
one central,
and I get them mixed up, and then noon on Sunday, Central time. So
right.
I know I go out after church. Boom, there's Jan's show.
I've done that as well
on American Family Radio. Jan, what do you see as? Well, let me ask you this: what are you going to be talking about on your program this weekend?
Well. My voice here. I've got a couple of different topics, Tim, but one of them that I feel is so important, and that is what's going on the ground in Nigeria with the Christians there. And we've got Boko Haram and the Fulani who are absolutely decimating the Christian population in parts of Nigeria. And I've got a gentleman I'm featuring who's actually boots on the ground. He's gone in there to not only minister to the Christians, which not being talked about a whole lot, what's happening to Christians in Nigeria and other places, but this gentleman, who is a pastor, by the way, he's actually gone in and he's ministering to the Fulani Muslims. He brought in medicine, he brought in some fresh water and is working on their wells. And these Muslims are so moved by what this pastor has done that a number of them are turning to the Lord. And we need to be praying for this situation, not just in Nigeria, though that's where it's crucial, but other parts of the Middle East and Africa, because Christians are just taking a terrible pounding over there, and entire villages are being wiped out. So we have to care. If we don't care, who's going to care?
So who are you going to talk to again about this?
Well, his name is Pastor Brad Brandon, and he has a ministry called Across Nigeria. AcrossNigeria.org, but his full-time job is that of a pastor. But he's gone over there, again, boots on the ground. He's ministering face-to-face with these people. When he goes over, he doesn't even know if he's going to come out alive. But when he's bringing this medicine and other things, the Fulani Muslim herdsmen are receiving him with open arms.
Okay. Wow, that's extraordinary.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Jan, we appreciate your partnership and friendship.
Thank you.
And we look forward to hearing the show this weekend. You always got something interesting to deal with that has relevance to all of
us. Thank you so much. We appreciate the partnership.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Jan Markell. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What are we doing here, Ed?
Well, this is our spring share-a-thon. The theme is Standing in the Gap. It's from Ezekiel 22:30. And share-a-thon is simply a time, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, when we ask our listeners to support the American Family Radio Network. And we encourage people by reminding them that they are listening today because 6 months ago, someone gave to keep American Family Radio on the air. So we are asking you to give to help American Family Radio. The phone number to do that is 877-616-2396. We have people here right across the glass. We can look out from our studio and see what we call Share-a-thon Central. There are folks talking to our listeners and those who want to donate. There are several who are available, and all they're doing is sitting around eating our food. So you want to put them to work by calling. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. And now we do have what we're calling the Learning University Scholarship Fund. That's just a way of saying we have a challenge. Some generous donors have created a pool of money out of which they will add $75 to every gift you give up until 12 o'clock Central Time, noon Central Time. $75 to every gift you give. The number to call if you want to donate is 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. And one of the things that's great about going to AFR.net, if people want to give or if they just want to look, Walker, is that they can see what we're giving to folks who qualify with a gift. What is that?
That's right. If you go to AFR.net, we have great pictures there of what we're offering people who give. A one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you an AFR journal where you can jot down notes, prayers. We'll also send you a bookmark. Or if you give $30 or more a month, we'll send you a T-shirt in addition to the two first things that I mentioned. AFR.net is a website, quick, easy, and secure way to give. And might I add that this is the last day of Share-a-thon. So right. If you're a master procrastinator, then today's the day to give. 877-616-2396.
Of course, now, they can also get these items that you talked about if they call in.
That's
but
right.
They can see it at AFR.net.
That's right.
What do you got, Fred?
All right, next story comes to us from Polk County, Florida, where Sheriff Grady Judd was announcing late yesterday a major, massive undercover meth trafficking operation, and they've arrested at least 47 people down there. And this has caught the radar of the media because he talks a lot about in the announcement yesterday about how many of these people are in the country illegally. And he's frustrated. One of the guys arrested in the country illegally, he's been arrested by feds 4 times and let go. And he was one of those arrested. So he's frustrated. He's frustrated with politicians who try to downplay this stuff. Cut number 5.
The leader of this group was an illegal alien. And the person that was setting up the drugs in Mexico was a person that we deported. And 2 other of the multi-kilo dealers just arrived from Mexico 2 months ago. It's like, we need some help here. We know that meth and meth-related deaths in our last complete year of data, 2017, was almost 1,000 deaths in the state of Florida alone. Now, extrapolate that over the entire country, and you can see it's not just people coming across the border. It's criminals coming across the border with meth that's killing people in the United States.
Here's the picture that this story paints once again. President Trump has been talking about a crisis on our southern border for months and months and months. He needs money to build a wall as a start to stop this. And then you have local law enforcement like this that back the president up. Mm-hmm. We have a crisis on our southern border. We have people coming in. Now, what you see very often on the CNNs of this world is just, you know, families holding hands, coming across the
right.
borders. What he's saying, no, there's bad guys in there. And they're coming in. We deport them. They come back again. We deport them. They come back again. They're carrying weapons, and they're killing people. They're killing people. These are bad guys. And this local sheriff just represents so many sheriffs across the country. And by the way, not just on the border. Back a few weeks ago, the president had a news conference in the Oval Office, and there were sheriffs from New England.
Right.
Same problem. These people migrate up to here, and they're creating great problems. And so it's, I think it's a major election issue. The people of America are catching on to this. This is a huge problem. The Democratic Party has fought against the president in what he's trying to do. We had members of the mainstream media going down there, Jim Acosta at CNN. Oh, there's no crisis down here. Are you kidding me?
Well, and here's the thing. Unless you're an open borders person, which I believe most of the Democratic Party is leadership-wise, I think you say, listen, we want more people coming from Mexico and Latin America to our country. So we're going to set up, we're going to have a wall, we're going to have a tight, restrictive border so the good people can come in, but we catch the bad people. Why wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
It's partly, again, because they're open borders people, but it's also because President Trump campaigned on build the wall and they want to subvert anything he wants to do. That's the only explanation I can give. You want good people coming, but bad people not coming, then why wouldn't you be in favor of a wall if you're a Democrat?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's really baffling that politicians in Washington have been able to get away with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been no, as far as large-scale repercussions, you could say the election of Donald Trump was a repercussion to the left in the open borders crowd, but for the most part, Democrats have been able to get away with this. I mean, I was reading today over 450,000 apprehensions at the border since January. That's more than last year combined. Mm-hmm. We're only 3 to 4 months into the year.
Wow.
We're already almost 500,000 apprehensions. We're going to hit 1.2, 1.3 million apprehensions at the border. Guess how many of those get released into the mainland to walk our streets? The vast majority of them make it to the mainland, never to be seen again.
Pardon me. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. It's Share-a-thon. here on American Family Radio, and we're asking you to call in and make a gift and help us here stay on the air. I was looking the other day at the cost for us to buy satellite time. You don't want to know, people. You don't want to know. You're glad you didn't have to see that bill.
For the whole network.
Yeah. We have to go up on satellite and broadcast to your signal, I mean to your station, as we have 181 stations across America. So it costs a lot of money to broadcast AFR, and we only ask for your help financially twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. So as Ed's calculated it, it's 2 to 3%.
It's our, actually less than 2% of our time is spent asking for money. So we don't beg for money. I like what your dad always said, the founder of the ministry, Don Weilman. He said, no, we treat our listeners like adults. They know we have bills to pay to keep this operation going. We can fulfill the ministry to which God has called us. We let our listeners know. We don't beg them and harangue them and ask them all year long, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, and it's not even for three 24-hour days. It's just basically 7 to 7. And so this is we're asking you to call this number to give to Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can give online, as Walker said, safely and securely at AFR.net. We do want to remind you for the next just over an hour until 12 noon Central Time, we have a Learning University Scholarship Fund add-on challenge. $75 comes out of this pool of money donated or offered by generous donors. $75 is added on to every gift you give until noon Central Time. Doesn't matter how much it is, $75 is added on until noon. 877-616-2396 is the number to call.
You know, Drudge this morning had a poll. We were talking about former Vice President Joe Biden announcing he's running for president. And I think he's quoted as saying, quote, there just aren't enough Democrats running, end quote. No, I'm sorry. Maybe I've got him confused with somebody. Anyway, it's seriously something called Morning Consult / Politico. I've heard of Politico. They're a website covering politics out of D.C. Poll conducted April 19th to the 21st. Nearly 2,000 registered voters found Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by 8 points. In a hypothetical matchup. Of course, this is way, way early, and there are a lot of people that don't even think Joe Biden will win the Democratic nomination. Although I would concur with those who say that he would have the best chance to beat the president in a
I do too.
In a one-on-one match.
He would be a formidable match.
And I'm not trying to give tips to the Democrats here, but I guess I am, and that is, you know, Joe Biden could appeal to a lot of Rust Belt voters, a lot of middle-class voters. I think if he'll quit talking about Donald Trump and start talking about
how to bring down the economy,
things that he would do differently in the Oval Office, talk about, I don't know it's hard for Democrats to find something good to talk about from a conservative perspective, but I do think Joe Biden's not going to win the general election going after Donald Trump's personality, just like Hillary Clinton tried. Right. There's going to have to be more substance.
Yeah. But I think Biden has a real problem right now in the primaries.
He does. No, he does.
Yes.
He's got a real problem.
He's not perceived, at least, as being left enough, far left enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if he understands those people very well.
The far left
yeah.
part of the Democrats.
They're crazy.
And they're growing in number and influence in the Democratic Party.
I mean, you asked Joe Biden, do you think felons ought to be able to vote? I think he said no, didn't he? I think he responded to that the other day. I just think that he's too, quote, centrist. He's not. He's a lefty himself, but he's not off the end of the earth left. At least that's the perception. We'll be back momentarily with that.